Happy Friday. You know what it means when we hear a little Stevie Wonder. It's sunny in the studio because the man who is the sunshine is here in the house. Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. I look forward to this every week, Eldon. How you doing?
Doing good, Meg. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It is a sunny, sunny weekend for sure.
Yeah, I don't mind getting a little rain during the week if I know it's going to be a fabulous weekend.
I think we dodged a little tropical storm bullet.
Yes, we did.
I was out of town.
There was a little bit of flooding around in some of the neighborhoods.
Small branches down.
We can live with that.
I mean, that's nothing a normal storm doesn't bring through, so I think we'll be all right.
We're good so far. Fingers crossed. So you were out of town this week.
Yeah.
Tell me everything.
I was at the Sunny's convention this week.
Oh, cool. What did that involve?
Yeah, it involved a little time at a really nice resort in Orlando, the Conrad, behind Disney Springs, and probably about 400 Sunny's employees, managers, franchisees.
Did they have anybody else wandering around in the red fringe shirt and hat?
I'm the one and only.
You're the one.
I'm the one and only.
Ooh, I bet
they
love you.
A couple years ago, I guess 3 years ago, Warren, who was kind of the first guy to wear the fringe that was developed by a marketing agency for a commercial. He wore it there at the convention 3 years ago.
Cool.
And, I don't know. I don't know how you do that. Second anniversary, 30. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you're getting
three,
up there.
Three Sunday's anniversary or conventions ago, he wore some fringe. But since then, I've been the only.
You're the boss.
You know. Yeah. Only cowboy hat in the room still, too. So I'm trying to get it to catch on. But
That would work. Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Well, cool. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Got to see, they did some cool stuff. They kind of had like a, we call it Station 68 is our training portal.
Oh.
And, so they did like a news report like for the main convention piece. And so they had
are they introducing any new things that we're going to be hearing about soon? Or
I don't know that
do
I
y'all
can
talk
let
about
any,
that?
I don't know that
oh,
I can let
come
any
on.
Of it back. It was a lot of training. Honestly, it was a lot of training. They made it fun.
I want secrets. I want us to have some secrets on the air. Some sunny secrets.
Tell you off here.
Okay.
Tease them when the fall menu comes out. You know how I do.
All right. Well, for folks that are just joining us, talking with Eldon Scott, his official role, believe it or not, is Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. Personally, I can't think of a better job. And so he's here to tell us all about it. And if you're just coming into town for the weekend, I'm telling you, it's the best barbecue around. Yeah. Where can I go to try it out?
Yeah, we got four wonderful locations here in the News Radio listenership area. We got a store over in Pace, Florida. It is on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. So you know where Avalon connects, Highway 90, about a mile west, mile and a half west of there, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. We have our 9th Avenue location. They're just south of Creighton Road, you know, where the airport runway is there. The firehouse, we're kind of tucked back there behind the AutoZone. So nice little quaint location, lots of trees, nice little front porch there. So we got a Sunny's there on, we kind of like to say, east side of Pensacola.
There you go.
Then we have another Sunny's location on Navy Boulevard. It is about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. So kind of on the... goodness, I guess it's technically west of downtown Pensacola, so like kind of the southwest side of town.
It's nice because y'all
people
are...
people think that's like, so kind of like South Warrington.
It's nice because y'all are all over different spots in Pensacola, so that's great.
I mean, you're
great.
Never very far from a Sunny's Barbecue.
Really, you're really not.
You're normally about 10 or 15 minutes away before you can get to some good slow smoke barbecue from Sunny's anywhere in the Pensacola News Radio listenership area. So that Navy Boulevard location. Then we have our Pine Forest Road location, which is technically on Shelley Road. But if you know where the Pine Forest Road goes underneath the I-10 overpass.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. We're tucked back there behind the Cumberland Farms gas station. So back there behind the McDonald's and the Cumberland Farms gas station. So nice and easy to get to. Been there for a long time.
Yeah.
That one's been there, I think, close to 30 years, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize
been,
that.
Yeah. So we've been, I think they're probably like 28 years. We actually... coming up in a couple weeks, we're actually the Mariana store, which I do also work with a little bit. is having their 30th anniversary coming up in the middle of August here. So going to be going over there and celebrating with them. So that's going to be fun. We have been in Pensacola for 40 years. So
really,
if you're familiar with the old Sunny's, it was across the street from 9th Avenue where the now Burger King is, where Chow Time Buffet is.
Right.
It was the original Sunny's in Pensacola was there where the Burger King is. So
I didn't know that.
It was there, started there 40 years ago by one of the old UWF basketball coaches, Bob. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Maybe somebody listening knows.
Well, we have a great research department here.
Oh man,
at
we
Pep
can
Talk.
Probably pull it up. Somebody could beat me to it.
If you just join us, we're talking with Elton Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. So if you've got a question or a comment for Eldon, all you gotta do is text it in this morning. He's the expert on barbecue for sure. That's why he's on the expert panel. 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Okay.
So we got the four locations. Every location does have a drive-through. And you can always get Meg's favorite on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buy one, get one
deal of the century.
Buy one, get one free pork sandwich. And you can either get sliced pork or pulled pork. And you can get that on a bun or garlic bread. So that's a great deal. So definitely take advantage of that. And then every Saturday.
Which is tomorrow.
Kids and grandkids eat free. So bring the kiddos on in and grab you a slow smoke barbecue meal with the family. And enjoy some of those baby back ribs. We also do hot dogs for the kiddos, burgers, kids burgers. We do a great burger, by the way.
And that cherry cobbler egg roll. So
that's
you could pack those up and take it on out to the beach and have a great day out on the water.
Yeah.
So you could do that. So that's always a fun thing.
Lots of folks did that with the Blue Angels last weekend.
Yeah, I bet.
I had lots of to-go orders, people taking stuff out to the condos on the beach. And
no doubt.
Having leftovers for a few days to feed the party goers.
There you go.
The blues goers. That's right. What's
something
right?
like that.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So tell us your hours and when y'all are open so people can take advantage of you this weekend.
It always works out when we talk about hours. It's like right at an hour away.
Is it really?
9:45.
Okay. That's funny.
Here. So we do open at 10:45 every day and all the locations here in the area. We are open until 9:30 on Sunday through Thursday and then 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
Okay, very good.
I had to think about it for a second.
Okay.
To get all the days straight.
And for those that are having a good time this weekend, you do serve alcoholic beverages as well, because they do have the great iced tea and lemonade, but you also have some specials.
We do. So we got, full draft bar, and we got some, got some mixed drinks that we can make as well.
You have a happy hour, right? Sort of, yeah? No?
Yeah, right now.
Not right now. Okay. Just checking. That's during football season. I should know better.
We do have some really cool drinks, though. We got some of our summer drinks. So there's like a little pina colada drink. I'm all trying to remember.
Ooh.
I'm looking on the website right now trying to pull it up.
But, that sounds good.
Especially
on a hot day like today.
I know.
That would taste
so
great.
So refreshing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically like a virgin pina colada.
That would be tasty.
I don't know. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the summer menu.
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Jeremy from ESPN or Pensacola Sports, met me at the door this morning, and he finally had the cherry cobbler pork burn-ins, and he was like, man, those were really good. So if you've not had them, definitely check those out. Those are really delicious. Those little pork collars that we add that cherry cola barbecue sauce to them for the summer menu, and then like resmoke them. That way they get nice and like caramelized.
Very good.
Yeah, they're really good. So
very good.
That's part of the summer menu. Definitely check those out. You don't want to miss those. What you got? You got a question?
I've got a text. I'm looking at this text and it's making me smile. I got a text in from one of our listeners that says, shout out to Eldon, who catered the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce's breakfast this morning. Eldon is a rock star and we love him. Let's see, breakfast quiche for the win. So thank you for that text. Yeah, you had a busy morning already.
It was. Yeah, I love the cooking at 4 a.m. Yeah, it was
ready for a nap. That's an early start, my friend. Very early start. But it was very cool. They had a great breakfast, I understand. And then Pensacola Beach Chamber had a business after hours last night, a joint one with the Gulf Breeze Chamber.
Yeah,
and I love it when chambers do that.
Yeah,
it's
and
so
they
cool.
also, Pensacola Chamber also had a joint after hours with the Minority Chamber.
Oh, last night
also,
too?
Yeah, with Brian Wire.
Wow. So oh, my goodness. You could get some networking
the new,
done.
The new Pinnacle Financial Services, which used to be Synovus. So
yeah, of course.
Johnny Fayard, who's also an ambassador with the chamber, he was hosting and... So it was a big turnout down there. I don't know, probably 60, 70 folks. It was packed. And
well,
so
someone just texted in big letters, brisket, exclamation point. That's
we
great.
Do brisket every day, slow smoke
That's
brisket.
Great.
So, yeah, the quiche we made this morning for breakfast, we've done this a number of times now for breakfast catering, was a brisket quiche. So hash browns, chopped brisket, peppers, onions, some Monterey Jack cheese, and then eggs. And then bake it all off. It's delicious. So
okay, well, we're getting some nice comments this morning for you, Eldon. 850-437-1620. Jack just sent in one saying, Sunny's Barbecue is proof that change can be good for community and the citizens.
Thank you, Jack.
Which is very much
Appreciate
a compliment because you do a lot in this community year-round.
Well, and then, you know, that's one of the things. I think a lot of, and I'm very fortunate to work for a company that does believe in giving back to the community and has, you know, funds earmarked specifically to do that. And so it gives me the ability to go out and support some of the nonprofits and various organizations in the community. So very thankful for that opportunity to work for a brand like Sonny's that actually does believe in that. And so, you know, it was founded on Sonny Tillman back in Gainesville, 1968. You see all the 68 branding everywhere here and there. And, you know, he was big in supporting the Florida Gators back in way back in the day before they
we
were
can't
really
all
the
be,
Florida,
we, you know we what can't I mean? All, we all be okay.
And supporting, you know, the local, you know, community in the Gainesville area.
Right.
You know,
I'm teasing.
And so it's just a long history of doing that and really just made that part of the company culture. So across the board, I mean, at every location, they're always doing things intentionally to give back to the communities. We like to call them random acts of barbecue and, you know, like to cue the kindness. I know they're calling kind of catchphrases, but, you know, it's things that are truthfully, you know, really part of the brand. Being at the Sonny's convention, you really get to spend time with, you know, people from all over everywhere, all over the Southeast where Sonny's footprint is, and getting to, you know, spend time with those folks who really just kind of embody those values and take care of our customers and take care of the community. And it really is a good, great.
There you go.
Group of folks.
Both together.
I'll get it all right.
You got it. You got it. Well, I just wanted to mention, too, that I recognize this number that came in that was talking about the shout-out to you from the Pensacola Beach Chamber. That's from our friend Christine Brewster.
Thank you.
And she's VP of membership there and was kind of in charge of everything this weekend.
Yeah.
So just want to say hats off, Christine. I heard you did a great job this morning and last night.
It all seemed good to me. So
yeah, there you go.
Made Mama Jessica proud.
Yep, we appreciate all that you do. So, but now one of the things that has helped me a lot when I'm getting ready to order is the Sonny's app. That's always so helpful to me.
Yeah, and right now on our Sonny's Cups, and I'm showing it here on my Facebook Live feed, we got some new Sonny's Cup where you can actually just scan the QR code and take you right to the app to download it. So
that's very cool,
you know,
and easy.
And we got a nice little summertime. It's always Sonny's here, you know.
Yeah, he's showing me, like, the listeners can't see that.
You know, I am. But they
you
can see it on my Facebook.
Yeah, so check out the Facebook page. There you go.
But, yeah, you can download that app. You can go to your Google Play Store or your Apple iPhone Store. Download that app. Download that app. I'll get it right.
Okay.
Download that app and start collecting your rewards points so you can get free barbecue, because what are you doing with your life if you're not taking advantage and getting free barbecue?
Exactly right.
That's what I'm just saying.
And they also have deals.
We do have deals.
They have special deals.
All
been doing
of our
all
best
week,
deals
so.
Go out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we did talk a little bit about, when we were at Sonny's convention, we did talk a little bit about some of the deals that are going to be coming out. So
good.
Got to download that app, though. You're going to get those push notifications to let you know when those deals are coming up. You don't have to upload your credit card into the app. So some people like to for easy ordering. It's all secure. It's all, you know, backed by a great platform. But If you don't want to do that, you can absolutely just scan your receipts to collect those reward points.
That works for me.
It's super easy.
Super easy.
It's got a QR code. You just open the camera, scan the receipt, and your points get added to your account. And
okay.
Start collecting those rewards for free barbecue.
Well, speaking of free.
Yeah.
I think we might have a giveaway this morning.
Of course we got a giveaway, Meg. Who am I?
Are Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer of Sonny's Barbecue.
I didn't need that.
On Pep
Talk. I was making a joke. Anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Let's see.
What you got? What's a good question?
Goodness.
Well, you talked about what you served this morning at the chamber.
Yeah.
How about that?
If you were listening.
Brisket quiche, right?
Well, it's easy to just give away the answer.
Well, I'm just kind of helping folks. That's what they got to text in if they're paying attention.
Oh.
Well, we don't have to do that. We can do something else. It's up to you, sir. This is your giveaway.
Let's do it. Fifth person to text in brisket quiche. And you got to spell quiche right.
Oh, there you go.
Let's make it hard.
And brisket. That's not so
brisket's
easy.
Well,
for some. Maybe for you, maybe. All right, so that's what you got to do. You got to send in brisket quiche with your name so I know who you are so that we can get that to you. The fifth person will text it in. And in the meantime, while I'm checking these texts out, Eldon, why don't you tell us about catering?
Yeah, so we talked a lot about, you know, just doing breakfast this morning. We've done it for City of Pensacola, a number of other folks along the way. And so on the catering side, we kind of do have a little bit more flexibility outside of the traditional menu. Obviously, we specialize in that slow smoke barbecue that you know Sonny's for, the pulled pork, the sliced pork, that delicious brisket, you know, the barbecue beans, the mac and cheese, all those, you know, Sonny's favorite that you're accustomed to getting from Sonny's. We can definitely do those, but also we have some flexibility on the menu. So a couple weeks, I know at the end of August, we're doing one. We're actually going to do some shrimp and salmon and filet mignon for a special event that we did last year also. So, you know, we can do some different things. And what we're here to do for our catering, especially on the set and serve side, is really to meet our clients wherever they need us to meet them. So whether you just need that traditional barbecue meal or you need something a little higher end, you know, we're going to be catering the Chamber of Commerce annual awards meeting.
Oh, nice.
And so we're doing prime rib for that.
Doing
that again.
That'll be delicious.
So, you know, we have lots of options that we can do on the catering side. We like to say we have three ways that we cater. We can do just a traditional pickup catering, whether you need, you know, 2 pounds of barbecue pulled pork. We can take care of that for you. You know, a couple pounds of turkey, some mac and cheese, potato salad. You just need something easy for a quick lunch, and then we want to pick it up to, you know, get your most economical bang for your buck. Pickup is always the easiest way to do that. We just let us know what time you needed to have it ready,
mm-hmm.
and our team will have it ready for you.
So you could do that for this weekend if you wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, sure could. Typically need at least 24 hours for a pickup order or mm-hmm. request that. If you've got a couple hundred people you need to get fed, you know, we can jump through hoops sometimes, but typically like, you know, 24 hours or at least 48 hours on something like that. It gives a little time to get the smokers loaded and get everything ready to go.
But that makes sense.
We've pulled off some pretty amazing things in the pinch when things have kind of not worked out.
Right.
Not on our end, on other people's
things
end.
Things happen.
But we're always glad to help. And then, you know, so like I said, we do the pickup, we do delivery. So if you need us to deliver it to you, we absolutely can do that. Like I delivered to the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce this morning.
Yes.
Picked up some coffee from PJ's Coffee this morning because they have all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it easier since we don't do it every day.
Right.
So shout out to Michelle and Don over at PJ's Coffee there on Airport Boulevard. They're great people. And they have the most delicious, like, tiny beignets, like these little, oh, my gosh, they're
okay.
So good.
So you don't have to go to New Orleans.
No. they're so good. So
okay.
Shout out to them. Thanks for the help on the coffee this morning. And then, you know, we do set up and serve caterings as well. So we bring
all
out
right.
the team, do everything, set up the cleanup.
Okay, we have a winner.
Got a winner?
Yes,
winner, we do. Sonny's Barbecue Dinner.
The winner who got the question right and wrote brisket quiche is Shirley.
Congratulations, Miss
Shirley. So congratulations, Shirley. I don't have your last name, but your number ends in 3617. So do me a favor, send in your full name, address, birth date, and your email, and I will send you a text on how you can win and pick up your
$50 gift certificate to Sunny's Barbecue. So
that's not a bad prize.
Not a bad prize at all.
$50 gift certificate goes a long way at Sunny's.
It does. You know, you can get one of those family feasts. They're about $54 right now. But you can use that and get you a good old family feast. Definitely feed a 4 to 6 people very easily. So.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. Or very hungry.
Hungry.
Tube.
Yeah. So I took a door prize actually to the Chamber of Commerce breakfast this morning. And Miss Shelley from the Island Times,
She
won it. So she sent me a text. She said, it's Sunny's for dinner tonight.
I love Miss Shelley. Yeah, shout out to her too. She's the best. If you've not ever picked up an issue of Island Times, it's such a great publication.
Yeah.
It covers everything that's happening on the beach, and it's just firsthand amazing. She has done this, took it over from her mother. Just a lot of years doing it, and she's one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Congratulations to her. That's great.
You can follow them on Facebook, too, Island Times, Pensacola Beach Newspaper, I believe is what it is.
I should probably check
just
that
Island
for you.
Times. You should be able to find it.
Just Google Island Times. Yeah. It'll come up. And they put that out every couple of weeks, so keeps you up to date on what's happening.
There you go.
Okay, so congratulations again, Shirley. She won the gift certificate, the $50 gift certificate from Sunny's Barbecue. I need more coffee this morning, clearly. All right, what have we not talked about, sir, that we want to mention before you go?
So we talked about the summer menu a little bit. You know, we talked about those cherry cobbler cherry cobbler egg rolls.
Uh-oh, it's contagious.
The cherry cola pork. Burnt ends. We do have that brisket mac and cheese, so big old heaping portion of mac and cheese with some chopped brisket on top. Some of our crispy onion straws is delicious. Oh goodness, what else? Obviously, we always have salads or turkey. You know, turkey is delicious if you're not had a turkey. And let's do a plug for our wings. Okay, this is something that actually did come up at the Sunny's convention for the football season coming up. We just go ahead and start talking about it. Get those chicken wings ordered. They are so good. I'm just saying. It is a great deal. It's like $60.
Mm-hmm.
You get 50 wings.
Wow.
Slow smoked wings.
That's a bargain.
And these are like meaty wings. These are not like the wings in the restaurant shall remain nameless.
Oh, I got some wings the other day. I was so disappointed.
They were so tiny.
They were teeny tiny.
Tiny. Like it's a nibble. A nibble. Like,
baby wings.
I feel like I need to put my pinky up to nibble the meat off these chicken wings. Like,
you should see him right now.
No.
He's got his pinky up in the air. Baby chicken wings.
We are wings at Sunday.
Yours are nice, good.
Meaty wings. They're seasoned well. We marinate them and we smoke them off. And
you say they're hearty wings.
Hearty wings.
Right? They're big.
And we can toss them in whatever sauce you want to get them tossed in. We can fry them if you want to. Typically, we grill them. But definitely check out the wings. When you got football season coming up, you got parties or whatever, don't forget our wings. Our slow smoked wings are phenomenal.
Take advantage of that. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Now, that 50 wings platter is a catering side order.
Okay.
So you can go to sunnyscatering.com if you want to order that 24 hours in advance. So that way our pit masters know, because we start marinating those 24 hours in advance. So, hey, you need 100 wings for a big event or something like that, it's going to take us a day to get those ready for you.
Well, sure, that makes sense. But what's nice about that is once you order, then you just go by and pick them up.
Just pick them up. It's nice and easy.
Super easy.
The Sunny's.
Or have them catered.
Sunny's e-button.
Okay. Easy. Yes, okay. Might be too early for the weekend.
It's too early.
But in about 45 minutes, all the stores will be opening, so that's great.
Right. That's right. And now, all locations do have a drive-through, so you can just, you know, swing on through and pick up your favorite slow smoke meal from Sunny's any 7 days a week and come see us. We also do have the two banquet rooms. So we have the banquet room at 9th Avenue, and then we also have it at Navy Boulevard. I know it's technically July, but tomorrow's the 25th.
I know. No, August is right around the corner.
And what does that mean? Like Christmas. It's like Christmas in July, right? So
don't start.
I'm not saying, but maybe start thinking about those Christmas parties, those holiday parties.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get on the schedule. Call the store. Get your date booked.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not first, you're last, and what they say.
Well, there's still the
at least on the banquet rooms. If you don't reserve your banquet room, first come, first serve. So
there you go.
If you have a date you're thinking about, there's no cost for the rooms.
That's
one of the greatest
part.
Things. No cost for the rooms, just cost of the food. So take advantage of that. And we'd love to serve you at Sunny's. I see the timers running down. I bet the music's fixing to start.
It's gonna
start
in just
2 seconds.
You're so smart. You are so smooth. Not much gets past you, Elton Scott.
I learned a thing or two around here. Well, y'all come see us at Sonny's Barbecue. Always a great time being hanging out with you here, Meg, on Fridays. And love seeing everybody out in the community. Lots of things going on. Got the run into the Bulls tomorrow morning.
Yes, that's
quarter.
Right.
Tomorrow night, Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce got their casino night. I think they got a couple
my
tickets
goodness.
Left. So
okay.
We'll be catering that. It'll be a lot of fun. So see y'all next week.
All right. Thank you, Eldon.